Shalom Yelados. It's so nice to be able to speak to you again. I hope you're all doing your Kriya and listening to my messages. So let's do a little short review. We last spoke about Bedikas Chametz, checking for Chametz. The morning after we did Bedikas Chametz, we're supposed to burn the Chametz. Many people are able to go to the fire station where there are large garbage cans and people throw in their chametz and say the special tefillah of Kol Chamira, which says that any chametz that I own, that I have seen or not seen, or that I have not removed, or that I don't know about, it doesn't belong to me and is like dust of the earth. I don't know, Chayla and Chana and Dina Bracha, what they do on Yeshiva Lane. Do they also go to the fire department? I'd like to tell you a story that happened to me many years ago about how important Bi'ur Chametz is. When my youngest daughter was a little girl, around 2 years old, I would go to school to teach, and she had a babysitter that would come to my house to take care of her. She wasn't Jewish. A few weeks before Pesach, I had cleaned the family room where she would play. I told the babysitter all about chametz and that nothing, no Cheerios, no pretzels could go into the family room, because that's where my daughter used to like to eat snacks. In the family room, there was a couch that opened up into a bed, which I would use for guests. I kept reminding the babysitter, no chametz in that room. A week before Pesach, I took the pillows off of the couch, opened up the bed, and did a really good cleaning and took care of all the crumbs that I found, vacuumed them up. That Pesach, my uncle came for a few days. He came on Chol HaMoed. Of course, where was he going to sleep? In the family room, on the couch. Bed. Well, we go into the family room and I go to prepare the bed for him. And oh my, what did I find when I pulled out the bed? You guessed it, Cheerios. The babysitter didn't listen to me. I was very, very embarrassed. But I remembered we had said Kol Chamira. Whatever chametz we don't know about is like dust of the earth. So I took the Cheerios, put them in our outside garbage can, and that was the end of that. That's how important Bi'ur Chametz is. Now we're going to talk about the Seder. Does anyone know what the word Seder means? Well, it means order. Not the order like I would like to order a pizza. No. But when things are in order, we do one thing after another in a certain order. The Seder has 14 steps, which tell us the order of when to do things. For example, Kadesh is the first step, which means make Kiddush. Second step is Urchatz, which means wash your hands. We won't go into all of them now. We'll talk more about them later. Right now, we're going to talk about the Ke'ara, or the Seder plate. Each girl got a bag with different foods that belong on the Seder plate, on the Ke'ara. I'm sorry, girl, there's no candy on the Ke'ara. The first thing we're talking about is the Zroa. The Zroa is, on your pictures, is a chicken bone. Or a polki, whatever you want to call it. Sfardim use a real shank bone, a lamb bone, which is similar to what they used for Korban Pesach. This zroa reminds us of the Korban Pesach that was brought in the years of the Beis HaMikdash. Another reason for having the zroa on the Seder plate is because in the Chumash, in the Torah, it says that Hashem took us out Bizroa netuya, with an outstretched arm. Now, Hashem doesn't have arms, but it's just a way to explain with a lot of power and strength, Hashem took us out of Egypt. The next thing we're going to talk about is the picture of the egg, the beitzah. That reminds us of another korban, korban chagiga. And the word chag is in the word chagiga, because this korban is brought on the holiday of Pesach, on the holiday. Another thing on the Seder plate is maror. That's the picture that looks like a very big carrot, but it really is not orange. It is white, and you could color it yellow, or you can leave it white. At the top, it's a little green. You can color the leaves green. This is horseradish root, and because it's a root, it grows deep in the ground. It's very hard to pull them out. I know, because a friend of mine had some maror growing in her backyard, and she tried pulling it out, and it was not easy. Usually when it comes out, it's full of mud and it's brown. And if you go to the store, to the supermarket, you'll see pieces of maror that are brown. But if you peel it, underneath it is white. And you girls probably know that when you have gefilte fish or other foods, you'll sometimes eat it with chrein. Chrein is the Yiddish word for horseradish. But usually chrein is red, and that's because the maror is mixed with beets to give it a sweet taste. So why do we have maror? Why do we have that on the Seder plate? Because the lives of the Jewish people of the Bnei Yisrael were very bitter and hard in Mitzrayim because they were slaves for so long. And so that's why we eat maror. And if you try grating it, you will start crying because your eyes will be so burning from this because it's so strong. Now, not everybody uses horseradish. Some people use romaine lettuce, which is bitter lettuce. But it has to be checked. It has to be made sure that there are no bugs on it. And so it's a little bit of a bother, but that's what some people eat for maror. The last thing we'll talk about is charoses. That is the small bowl with a mixture of apples, wine, nuts, and cinnamon. And most of you know that when an apple is cut open and left out, it turns brown. And this mixture for sure will turn brown. And it's to remind us of the cement, Zecher Latit, because we talked about this in a different parsha when the Bnei Yisrael were making bricks. And this reminds us of the bricks that they made. All right, girls, have a good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.